Peace and blessings, y'all, and welcome to our New Year's special, part 2 episode. In the last episode, we had started to talk about the 2022 Keeping It Real calendar. In this episode, we're going to continue and wrap up 2022 with a little insight into 2023.
Kenneth. Everyone get your heads down!
Kenneth.
That was a drive-by attempt, Frank!
Kenneth, that was a neighbor's car backfiring!
They're coming for the ass!
Kenneth!
So in the last episode, we had started to talk a little bit about calendars and New Year's days and all this stuff in our New Year's special part 1. Well, in this New Year's special part 2, stay tuned because we are going to be talking about 2022 non-Keeping It Real calendar, Gregorian calendar, and we're going to give a little bit of a Nostradamus insight type thing regarding 2023. So first up, of course, we have Arba'in 2022 Gregorian calendar. Man, it was awesome. That's all these millions of people came out once again. Arba'in is in full swing. Imam Hussein Labbaik, Imam Hussein Labbaik. It was awesome. You know, after 3 years of COVID Nuzda, we finally got a chance to just let free and come onto the procession of Arba'in. And FYI, BTW, it's only going to get bigger. So don't bother to try to stop Arba'in from now on because it's like a tidal wave. You know what I'm saying? It's going to drown you, boy. And of course, when we are talking about 2022 Gregorian calendar, who can forget the failed riots in the Islamic Republic of Iran that we all saw? It was quite embarrassing for all of the mercenary riots and their global supporters all across the world. It was humiliating. You guys lost big time, whether you are the MKO or the Manoto or the VOA Persia or BBC Persia or Iran International and, you know, all you guys out there, you failed miserably, miserably, miserably. Try again next time. And of course, 2022 Gregorian calendar, we saw that the Palestinian resistance is stronger than it ever was before. It seems like our Zionist little people are gonna be packing up their bags pretty soon. Because the real owners of the land are serious about getting their land back. And hey, you little Zionist people, killing a bunch of Palestinian children is not gonna help you. Of course, who can forget the Syrian resistance? The Syrian resistance in 2022 Gregorian calendar has finally been able to stand back up on its feet after over a decade of the Zio-Anglo-American camp trying to break it into little pieces. Good for you, Syrian resistance. Oh, and who could forget their puppet leaders in the region that, you know, they paid like millions and billions of dollars in order to try to break the regime. They were all like, Assad's gotta go. We're gonna do an episode on that one time too. And unfortunately, everybody else went and the only guy who didn't go was Mr. Assad and the Syrian resistance. And who could forget one of the most eventful things in 2022 Gregorian calendar, and that was the fact that Queen Elizabeth II, the Queen of the Britannians, died. Queen Elizabeth II was the quaint Queen Killaby from 1952 until 2022. It's a long time to be the quaint Queen Killaby. So she ruled for a whopping 70 years and for a never-ending for old Charlie Boy 96 years. That means she was 96 years old when she passed away. And Queen Elizabeth II's terrible Killer Queen Bee reign witnessed the transition from voluntary direct colonialism to voluntary indirect colonialism, because I had no options left but to do the second thing. And this transition, by the way, was very bloody. It was full of discrimination, it was full of racism, it was full of oppression, it was full of tyranny, all under Queen Elizabeth II's Killer Queen Bee reign. Anyways, she's dead. 2022. And of course, old Charlie Boy, in case you don't know who old Charlie Boy is King Charles. So old Charlie boy, he finally got kinged in 2022. And you know, I'm sure all of us at least thought, and I'm pretty sure that he thought too, you know, he was like, man, I am never gonna be king ever. You know, mama keeps on living for 96 years, right? But man, you're a survivor. You did it, man. You lived long enough to be the king, old Charlie boy. Oh, 2022, because we're talking about some highlights of 2022, in case we didn't tell you already, that's what's happening. Before we go on to 2023, one of this really interesting things that happened in Gregorian calendar 2022 was the fact that Mr. Rishi Sunak became the Prime Minister of Britannia. And he was appointed Prime Minister by old Charlie boy. And apparently he happens to be the first British Asian to be British Asian, so, well, okay, so fine. So he happens to be the first British Asian and the first British Indian and the first British Hindu, right, to be the PM of the United Kingdom of Britannia. Interestingly, he also probably happens to be the one guy that was not elected by the people, but he still became Prime Minister. I don't understand how that works in the democratic system of the UK. But regardless, before I digress, and now you know why they made Mr. Rishi Sunak the Prime Minister, the PM of the Britannians, is because they realized that the Britannian ship is sinking, so it's time to bring in a British Asian and blame that guy and save the image of the pure Englishman. That's called political acumen. You smart Britannians, you understand? It's the Indian guy's fault. It's the Indian guy's fault, or on the screen, the Indian guy's fault. That's why the UK is breaking apart, when it was not his fault in reality. Finally, the 2022 Gregorian calendar highlights, and there's a whole bunch of other highlights. We just didn't have enough time to be able to talk about all of them, and I keep on being told that you need to cut down the episode timing. So anyways, another one of the interesting that happened was the fact that Mr. Bibi, that's also known as Benjamin Netanyahu, he was elected as Prime Minister again. So before Bibi became Prime Minister again, what we had was that this guy named Yair Lapid was the PM Prime Minister, and Mr. Naft Ali Bennett was the APM, the Assistant Prime Minister. And before that, you had Naft Ali Bennett was the Prime Minister, and Mr. Yair Lapid was the APM, the Assistant Prime Minister. And so they just kind of, you know, were going back and forth. It's like, hey, Naft Ali, I'll be your APM, you know? And then after that, Naft Ali is like, hey, Yair, I'll be your APM now. And so then all of a sudden Bibi came into the scene and he was like, you little Zionist children, I will teach you what to do. Get out, Bibi's back in town. Ah, yeah, of course, let Papa do the work. You gotta give it to him. He is good at killing Palestinians and building illegal settlements and, like, I don't know, leaving his laundry in the White House. Oh, so apparently the scripter had a joke, you know, he must be Indian, because he was like, so the world, because it's starting to look a lot like Pakistan, you know, you gotta a Bhuttos, and then you got a couple of Sharifs, then you got one Khan, and then you repeat, because now you got another Sharif back in town. So it's just like this cycle, right? So he goes, so he's like, Bibi, Naftali, Yair, Yair, Naftali, Bibi, and it just keeps on going. And so he was like, you know, Bhutto, Sharif, Khan, Sharif. Next up is gonna be Bhutto, right? And for that matter, it's kind of like Americanistan. Right, so Americanistan, you had like Bush, Clinton, Bush, one Obama, right? And then you had like Trump, Joseph, and then now Trump's coming back because he'll probably, you know, get voted again, maybe, right? And it's like, that ship is sinking too, by the way. You guys need to bail ship. It's sinking faster than the Titanic. Uh-huh. And of course, we only have two or three more highlights left. We apologize. So another one of the things that unfortunately happened in Gregorian calendar 2022 was the fact that the rich kept on getting richer and the poor kept on getting poorer and poorer and poorer and poorer, to the extent where there are people in Britannia who are eating pet food. They're eating pet food. Pet food. Human beings eating food that is meant for animals. Our question here at Keeping It Real is, hey, old Charlie boy, are you also eating pet food? Are you? Huh? You need to come down to the level of people and start eating pet food. And of course, throughout 2022 Gregorian calendar, we witnessed the fact that people all across the world were protesting, and most of the time they were protesting violently, including Europe and the United States of America, because the political establishments all across the world, they don't care for the people, so the people, they just came out onto the streets and start burning stuff everywhere, including Europe and the USA. And of course, inflation surged all across the world, and it is continuing to surge all across the world, and the prices of household goods and like the living costs in Europe and America are totally going out of control, right? We kind of talked about this in the previous episode, so make sure to watch that as well. Inflation is just out of control. Of course, when it originally happened in the Islamic Republic of Iran, all of the Western countries, they were like, you know, you've got inflation all over you. You know, it's like, really, they were making fun of the Islamic Republic of Iran, and they were like, you know, you guys got high inflation, you can't control it. But hey, who's laughing now that America and Europe is facing some of the highest inflation in the world? You got inflation all over your face, bro. You have to wipe it off. It's dirty. Nobody likes inflation. Who's laughing now? And of course, there were weird diseases here and there, practically everywhere. We saw COVID-19, of course, and we also saw monkeypox and other stuff that we, you know, we just stopped searching eventually. You know, really, may Allah protect every single one of us from these diseases, inshallah. And finally, 2022 Gregorian calendar, we find that the mental health category was the biggest problem of teens and youth all across the world in 2022. This included anxiety, stress, depression, self-harm, and suicide, because these youth realized that no one really cares about them, especially the taghuti political establishments that are just there to use these people. Y'all youngins really need to look at Islam, because it is the only way to happiness, freedom, independence, and salvation. And it's time to alay. Yes, alay is a fencing term. We had told you guys to brush up on your fencing terminology. Now, don't feel down. Of course, you know, you would naturally feel down after all this time that we just spent talking about these negative highlights of the 2022 Gregorian calendar. But don't feel sad at all, because we are saying good riddance to you, 2022 Gregorian calendar, and hello, 2023 Gregorian calendar. So let's say it together. Hey, Gregorian calendar 2022, get out! Good riddance, don't come back. We don't want your kind around this part of town. Get out, Boro, Gomsho, 2022. So 2023, huh? Well, it is right around the corner. We are on the brink of 2023 Gregorian calendar. Now, 2023 happens to be
tsunami!
According to our research, apparently the 22nd year of the third millennium Gregorian calendar, and it also happens to be the third year of the 2020s decade Gregorian calendar. And I'm sure that y'all are totally excited about 2023 Gregorian calendar. I mean, it is the year to be. It is gonna be good. Wah! Well, don't be. I know, that was a downer. Don't be. Don't be excited. Because according to some reports, if all goes as expected, which unfortunately it does go as expected, we can very really face a nuclear winter, which is caused by NATO and the Europeans and little old Ukraine versus Mother Russia, which could cause the starvation of almost 5.3 billion people in the world. And there's probably only like 8 billion people in the world. So that, you know, I know, it was a downer. Somebody, please, take away the nuclear weapons from all these crazies. Do you know how many nuclear weapons the United States has, Britain has, France has, China has, the Soviet Union has? How many nuclear weapons Israel has? Somebody take away the nuclear weapons from all of these people. They're crazy. You cannot trust them. They are out of control. Nuclear free 2023. Nuclear free 2023. The scripter is a genius. And also, reports estimate that climate change will most surely exacerbate, that means make worse, floods and droughts all across the world. We will be seeing extreme weather in 2023 Gregorian calendar, of course, because we cannot control this global warming thing. You know, a lot of people don't even believe it. The people who believe it don't want to do anything about it. The ones who want to do something about it, they just want to spend money on the thing. I mean, it's ridiculous. Nobody really cares about the environment, except for Islam and the 12th divinely appointed Imam, Imam al-Mahdi. May Allah hasten his reappearance. But anyways, we are also expected to see a lot of locusts flying around, and they kind of like eat up harvests and food. And of course, on a global level, humanity will be facing a fresh water scarcity, as well as food scarcity and malnutrition all over the world. And in 2023 Gregorian calendar, we are expected to see that the masses of the people will come out onto the streets and protest violently if needed, in order to get back their rights from the Taghuti political establishments that are owning, subjugating, and usurping their respective nations. And of course, this especially includes the European mainland and the United States of America. Time's running out for the Taghuti political posse. Posse means a gang or a group. And poverty, unemployment, unequal opportunity, racism, discrimination, violation of human rights, substandard housing, endless wars, employment discrimination, regular discrimination, social inequality, moral corruption, political corruption, financial corruption, corruption on a huge scale on everything, child abuse and neglect, other forms of physical, psychological, and spiritual abuse, rampant crime, domestic violence, substance abuse, massive malnutrition, crazy inflation, and the soaring cost of living practically all over the world, but especially in the first world, which it is least expected, and etc., are just a few of the social problems that we will be facing in 2023 Gregorian calendar. And of course, all of this chaos that's going to be happening in 2023 Gregorian calendar is due to the greed and the mismanagement of the neo-imperialist, colonialista, imperialista, sionista, and subservient to them regional puppets. Mismanagement of the world affairs. I'm sorry, I'm just keeping it real. I know it's a downer. Oh, but there is some hope. So it's time to balestra. Another fencing term. Don't worry, there's no psychological or soft war connection between these fencing terms and me using them. Believe me, I promise. So, like I said, there is beautiful hope on the horizon. The scripture did this whole thing on purpose, right? To bring in all this negative stuff, so you just keep on, you know, cringing, and oh my God, Ya Hussein, Ya Imam Zaman. That was the purpose, was to let y'all know that things are quite bad, but I bring forth hope in 2023, because Imam Sayyid Ali Khamenei, the leader of the Islamic Revolution in Iran, very beautifully says that there is a new world order on the horizon, and it has three basic fundamental lines. New world order, NWO, and it's not the Taghuti NWO, it's the People of Justice NWO. I don't know any gang signs, otherwise I would have done the stuff that, you know, all the famous musicians do when they talk about New World Order, you know. Anyways, I don't know. Like, can we do like an NWO Allah? How would you do like NWO Allah? And the first basic line of this new world order is the isolation of the United States of America. So that means that the Americananskis are going to have to pull out from all of the different places in the world in which they have their military bases, and they make the poor people, you know, pay for their military bases. They're gonna have to pull out, pack up their bags, go home, gringo. And of course, when gringo goes home, that means that they won't be the dominant player on the global level anymore. I'm so sorry, we will be. And the second basic line of the new world order, righteous people style, is going to be the transfer of political, economic, military, cultural, and some other good stuff. Transfer from the Western world to Asia. So Asia will become the center of knowledge, the center of political power, the center of scientific power, and the center of military power. Thank God, Me and this brother over here live in Asia. Proud to be an Asian, Pakistani. And the third basic line in this new world order justice and truth style is the expansion of the logic of resistance, the expansion of the idea of resistance, and the overall expansion of the resistance front. Salute, resistance front and their martyrs. And finally, the Islamic world is moving ever so closely to the dream of the Muslims, and that is the new Islamic civilization. So brothers and sisters, start making your calculations, because it's only gonna get better for us Muslims. Proud to be a Muslim.
La ilaha illallah.
And finally, we conclude, as we are keeping it real, and we conclude our last episode of 2022, keeping it real Gregorian calendar. Listen up, y'all. All the truth-seeking people of the world, all the justice-seeking people of the world, all the freedom-seeking people of the world, such as our humble selves, we all need to come together and unite in order to save this beautiful planet of ours. And of course, not only that, but we also need to pray, those of us that do, and those of us, repeat, and of course, along with these things, we also need to pray for those of us that do, and for those of you that don't, you need to start praying. It really, really relieves and freshens the soul. And we also need to actively work towards the arrival and the reappearance of the Savior, if you believe in one. But even if you don't believe in a Savior, we should still work very, very hard to create a more perfect world in which we live in and that we can hand over to our children. Because this broke, rotten, busted up, beat up, bedad nemikhore waste of world that we live in is not what God wanted us. And neither is it what any of us want. We want a perfect world. And for God's sake, you need to stop trusting the taghuti political establishments, because they have done nothing but bring us to the brink of extinction. So all of us together, we need to come together and we need to create a better world, a more perfect world, a more just world, a world based upon truth, honor, nobility, a safer world for ourselves and our children, a world where economic justice exists, a world where social justice exists, a world that doesn't have discrimination and racism, a world that doesn't have taghuti powers who bully the weaker powers of the world, and a whole bunch of other beautiful, good, divine stuff. Because if we, the people of the world, don't do this, then we are going to be facing another good riddance 2023, and I really don't want to see your face 2024. Hey, we're just keeping it real. You're like the assistant, man. You need to remember these things. Keeping it real, clear the mind. Thing. God, man. It was a good year. I apologize. Most probably the show will be canceled because we took way too much time. But again, they expect us to talk about a whole year's worth of information and Nostradamus in less than 20 minutes, which we do. We did like 18.
Yes, sir.
You know, come on, man. I'm trying. It's not like somebody pays me. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajjil farajahum.